And good morning. This is Hour of the Wolf. My name is Jim Freund. We have an interesting mix of programming lined up for you. First, we're going to speak to Bruce Lazarus, composer and former WBAI volunteer. And then, live with us in studio, is Dan Persons of Ciné Fantastique and various podcasts that we'll talk movies. So stay tuned. By the way, a deep sincere apology to Robert Knight, who was not pleased with my interrupting that. My understanding is that after 11 p.m., that phone number no longer works, and I thought I should tell people, but it did interrupt his continuity, and he's not pleased with that, and, well, an apology to Robert and listeners. Anyway, stay tuned. that was Messier 104. And no, it's not messier as in your room is messier. That is messier as in the Messier Catalog of Star Clusters and Nebulae by Bruce Lazarus, who is both the composer and pianist. Bruce, are you there?
I'm there.
Ooh, okay, I can hold on. I have to make an adjustment. I think you're on, but I can barely hear you. Ah, that should work. Say it again.
Does that work?
Yes, that does work. Indeed.
I make one little correction, that the astronomer's name is Charles Messier.
Messier, okay.
Messier.
So it was my pronunciation that was messier. But it's spelt the same way, except he's French. Yeah, so being French. And if that were my name, I would be using the French pronunciation anyway. Anyhow, welcome, Bruce.
Well, thank you. It's good to be there.
Yeah, I mean, it's really lovely music. It's I would be afraid to play this for myself, you know, at this hour in... while in bed, because I would just drift off probably to some star cluster or nebula just listening to it.
Well, thank you so much. Well, maybe you should listen to some of the more violent movements, like the globular cluster in Hercules.
Yeah, I have actually tracked the entire thing at home, but I wasn't paying attention to which movement was which.
I have the exploding star.
Ooh, yes.
We know as the Crab Nebula.
Yeah, expanding remnant from exploded star, the Crab Nebula.
That's Messier 1.
Oh, my. Which, okay, so first tell us a little bit about yourself, and then tell us a little about Messier and the catalog that he made in the 18th
sure.
century.
I'm a composer and pianist. I studied composition at Juilliard from 1972 to 1979. I had fantastic teachers.
Peter Schickele always used to say that he studied cafeteria at Juilliard.
Cafeteria, too. And I studied coffee that tastes like rust.
Mm.
And, not to drop names, I believe Peter Schickele and I both are students of Vincent Persichetti.
Ah,
so by the time I got there, Peter Schickele is a little bit older than I am, but he was already a legend as if I can say so, P.D.Q. Bach.
Mm-hmm.
But I left Juilliard. I graduated with a master's degree in 79, and then I went out for a long career as a starving composer in New York, Chicago, New Jersey, Miami, and in 2001, finally back to New York City.
Mm-hmm. And it was before that sojourn that you and I met at the church at BAI.
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, I'm at BAI now, but to me it's somehow not quite the same as when we owned a three-story building.
I remember the church well, and I did answer phones. It was something like 1975.
Yeah, so there's actually about a 1 in 8 chance that I